Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting second. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Doyle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Doyle and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lupien for the out. One out. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Doyle scores. O'Neill scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive towards first. Rocco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco bunts towards the mound. O'Neill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. Rocco moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Rocco scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein hits a line drive towards first. Lupien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack bunts towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Rocco moves to second. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Rocco moves to third. Bagby moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Rocco scores. Bagby moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Keltner moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Buddy Rosar. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Bagby moves to second. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rocco is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Neill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lazor, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Bagby goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Mike Riba now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-5 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lupien moves to third. Johnny Peacock pinch hits for Mike Riba. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Edwards. Newsom reaches second base with a double. Lupien scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Joe Cronin pinch hits for George Metkovich. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Newsom. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.